Good morning. So, you can see this morning, we're going to have fun together while we worship God. So, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. So, welcome to our praise party. And we're going to obviously be doing lots of praising with singing and other things during the time, but we just want everyone to have a wonderful time praising God this morning. So we'll start by joining to sing together two songs to offer our praise to our amazing God. So stand if you're able to sing number 94, To God Be the Glory, followed by 72, Father God, I Wonder.
Oh, And now we come to our time of prayer to give our praise and thanks to God. Let's pray. Majestic God, loving Father, creator of the universe, who calls us your children, you alone are holy, you alone are worthy of our praise. We are here this morning together to offer our praise and thanks for who you are and for everything you do. We are surrounded by your creation. We hear the birds singing. We see the beautiful flowers, each one a living miracle made by you. We, your children, each one of us lovingly created by you and made right in your sight by faith in your beloved Son, who you sent to die in our place, to take away our sin. Blessed is your name, the name above all names, the Alpha and Omega, who is there at the beginning, who is with us always until the end of time, who is always faithful to us, and who loves us just as we are. Heavenly Father, Son of God, Holy Spirit, we come to you as we are with thankful hearts. We thank you that you are a just God who is slow to anger and full of compassion for us. We thank you for all the blessings you pour out on us. We thank you that we can count on you in the good times and the bad times, that you will never leave us. We thank you for the gift of your Son, our friend Jesus, who intercedes for us, and for the gift of the Holy Spirit, our guide and comforter, who dwells within us. Merciful God, we thank you that though we do not always act in the way we should, you always forgive us our sins. We thank you for your unending grace, a grace that is greater than our sin. Cleanse us, renew us, and draw us close to your heart again. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. And now we're going to sing again, two songs again. We're going to sing in the Faith 82, How Great Thou Art, followed by Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. Please stand if you're able.
We all have a lot to be thankful for, no matter what we're going through, no matter how hard life is at the moment. There must be something that we can be thankful for. Our prayers today are going to be slightly different in that I know some people don't like it very much, but you have a post-it, I hope. Is there anybody who doesn't have a post-it note in front of you, or maybe a pen or something? It would be really lovely if you can write down, and if you really don't want to write, that's fine, but it'd be lovely if you could write down at least one thing you are really thankful for that God has done for you or somebody else has done for you, something that you are thankful for. It might be outdoors, the sunshine, it might be the cloud that's come and made it cooler. It can be anything at all that you are thankful for. And while you are writing, there are going to be some chocolates coming around to help you mull it over a little more and spend a little bit more time. They will be on their way. So there's no rush. And if you find more than one thing, that's great. And for some of you, things may be actually very difficult at the moment. And do write that down as well. You've written a thank you, but there may be something that actually you're wanting to share with God that's hard for you at the moment. Nobody's going to see it, so you don't need to worry about that. It's for you and God. And your writing is a prayer in itself. It's probably enough for another chocolate, so don't feel you have to say no. Just take another one. It helps you think. And again, there's no rush. There's two ways of going about this. For those of you who feel able or would like to, you could bring your post-it and just stick it to the front. Again, nobody's going to come and read them. You don't need to worry about that. And for others of you, you may prefer to have your prayer collected. So you just stay put and we'll come round with a little bowl and we'll offer all these to God. So when you're ready, again, no rush, no rush at all. Just bring them up. I can see a very lovely thank you already. There's a little baby just coming up to the front. And we say thank you for that little baby. Thank you for the children that are here with us today. Gosh, look at them all. Thank you, that's kind. Thank you for your participation. It's wonderful. Mary's reminded me, is there anybody who's got a prayer tucked away that actually we haven't collected yet? Just raise your hand and we can come and gather them up. Father God, thank you. Thank you for all you are. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all that's ahead for us, that you have planned for us. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for these prayers. And you know them. You know each word that has been written or thought. How wonderful that we're not alone. We offer them to you now in the quiet. And these are our intercessions today. Very simple. We will use this beautiful space as a quiet offering of our thoughts, our hopes, our anxieties, and the seemingly impossible situations in life which fill our heads, sometimes completely overwhelming. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." A reminder of all God is, all he has done for each of us, and all that he will do. His promise to us, be still and know that I am God. And we pray for the world. Beautiful, but so shrouded in darkness in many places. And our own country, our king, our government, Whitney and the surrounding villages, the many pupils taking exams at the moment, the many people who serve and care for others day to day, the many churches and the many people who don't know of God's love. Be still and know that I am God. And I think that already we will have written about people close to our hearts, families, friends, those who cannot be with us, those who've died, those who are grieving, and those we still long to know Jesus. And ourselves, just as we are at this moment. God, you know it all. And we join together saying the prayer that Jesus taught us. As last week, Please say it in the version and the language that you feel most comfortable, in praise to our Father God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may that bring pleasure to our God, that he hears us praying to him. We're now going to stand and we're moving into more praise. We're going to sing two back-to-back, same as we have before. We've got number 15, The Splendour of the King, followed by 41, Blessed Be Your Name.
Let all the earth rejoice.
Our reading, Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. Thanks be to God. And I'm now going to hand over to Jane, who will explain what we're doing next.
We've had a wonderful singing time of praise to God, and we just want to now think about, we are a family here at church, and we want to try and celebrate us being a family. We had thought of doing a conga round, and then we thought it's hot, we've done a lot of singing, we're probably all a bit tired now, so perhaps we wouldn't do the conga. So instead, what we would just like to do, just to represent that we are all a family, we are united here, is to try and make a circle together where we can all stand together in a circle. And we thought if we use these two central sections of the chairs and try and be a circle. If you can't stand up or don't wish to stand up, if you could try and move into a seat in the middle, you'll be encased in the circle, so you will be part of our circle of love of the family at High Street. So we're going to have some lovely music played whilst we form ourselves into a circle, probably around the middle section, if we can, of church. Not work But Mike's not working, so I've had to come out. I'll nip down there again in a minute. I want to be part of the circle too. Okay, so now while we're all joined in an amazing circle of family at High Street and God's family together, we will sing the song of celebration. So please feel free to clap, dance, however you feel moved during this while we join together in Come On and Celebrate. Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much for going with us on that one. That just felt amazing to be together like that to close our act of worship. So can we finally now say the grace to each other as we're in a circle here? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen. Thank you.